AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. A recent drop in the number of coronavirus cases and deaths has leveled off.
We may be done with the virus, but clearly the virus is not done with us.
The CDC's Dr. Rochelle Walensky says the numbers are still near historic highs. The reason for the recent uptick?
We may now be seeing the beginning effects of these variants in the most recent data.
The Food and Drug Administration is expected to approve the emergency use of the Johnson & Johnson one-dose vaccine. Dr. Anthony Fauci says that would give Americans three options.
Each of them are very effective against severe disease, and virtually all of them say that you look at the data and it's clear that you get essentially no hospitalizations or deaths in any of this. Is very good news.
The House is expected to vote later today on President Biden's coronavirus economic relief bill. Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy is voting no.
This isn't a relief bill. It takes care of Democrats' political allies, while it fails to deliver for American families.
President Biden is in Texas a week after a winter storm knocked out power to millions of people. The Conservative Political Action Conference is underway in Florida. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz had a message for opponents of former President Donald Trump.
They look at the millions and millions of people inspired who went to battle fighting alongside President Trump, and they're terrified. And they want him to go away. Let me tell you this right now. Donald J. Trump ain't going anywhere.
Commissioners in Sanford, Florida, where black teenager Trayvon Martin was killed by a neighborhood watch volunteer 9 years ago, agreed to form an advisory committee to study how race, class, and gender can lead to social inequities. An Iraqi militia official says a U.S. airstrike in Syria killed one of its fighters and wounded several others. Wall Street at about the halfway mark. The Dow is lower. Other indexes are higher. This is AP News. There are severe coronavirus restrictions in some parts of the French Riviera.
The authorities have ordered a local weekend lockdown starting on Friday evening in the city of Nice and the surrounding coastal areas to try to curb the spread of COVID-19. The measure comes in addition to a national 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. curfew. The northern French port of Dunkirk is under similar restrictions. In both places, numbers of infections have spiked and hospitals are overwhelmed, with some patients being transferred to other French regions. Nice's mayor has announced a ban on the beaches and the famous Promenade des Anglais Esplanade to ensure the restrictions will be fully respected. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Maren Morris and Chris Stapleton are the leading nominees for the Academy of Country Music Awards. Stapleton is also up for the top prize, Entertainer of the Year. The ACM Awards will be handed out in April. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.